All right, I'm a little bit fed up, but that's okay because I think you guys like when I'm a little fed up because it makes good podcast episodes and you guys are always like, wow, that's so true. That was a good one. So maybe with me being fed up, maybe it'll be ended up as a good thing. But I'm not angry or anything like that. I just don't like to see people make the same mistake. So today's topic is how likely are you to gain all your weight back after you hit your goal? How likely are you to lose all of your results? That and more today.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
So like I said, I'm a little bit fed up. I'm not mad. I'm not angry, anything like that. But it's my job to help people overcome mistakes. And I'm seeing this mistake recently. I've seen it for years. And I think I could probably talk about this mistake maybe every quarter, which every quarter means four times a year, because it's just a reminder that I think all of us need. And that reminder or that topic today is how likely are you to lose your results? The example I'm going to lose is from a recent guy that made this mistake. And I'm not going to use his name or anything, but he lost 50 pounds and that was his goal. So he joined our program and he wanted to lose 50 pounds. And his communication at first was great. And actually, when he set his goals, it was really easy to get his goals too. Like, I want to lose 50 pounds so that I can feel better, fit into certain clothes. You know, I need to keep up with the kids and the family. You know, whatever else he said, he just had a giant list. And he would send updates and questions. And he was interested in learning. And he wanted to do better. And how can I level up? And he would listen. And he would take action. And along the way, he was losing weight. Every single week, he was losing weight. And a good coach, when you see that your client's getting close to their weight loss goal, like as he was getting closer to losing 50 pounds, at the 40-pound mark, a good coach plants the seed. Hey, person, when you reach 50 pounds, we have to transition into a reverse diet, or the calories are going to come up, and we need to set a new goal. And you ask the client, hey, are you interested in that? Because I don't want you to gain all 50 pounds back, right? If you lose 50 pounds and then you just spend the next like 5 months gaining all of it back, that's a loss. That's a failure. And everybody listening to this should count that as a loss. Nobody wants to do that. You always get 100% yeses. Yes, coach, I'm interested in that next piece. You guys have a dialed in system or details included on how to keep my results. And I'm like, yes, we do. And I will show you exactly how to do that. So then they hit their goal. You've already planted the seed and you got a yes from them that they want to figure out how to do a reverse diet, keep their results and keep this thing going. And then you're like, okay, person, you've hit your goal. We need a new goal. Your goal was to lose 50 pounds. It was weight loss. We are no longer in a weight loss phase. We're no longer working on fat loss. We need to do something else. What would you like to do next? And usually you get answers like, I'm not really sure. Or you get no answer. You ask for new goals and they just ghost you. They don't reply back. Now, keep in mind, when I started this story, I said this person was listing their goals like crazy when they first started their weight loss journey. I need to fit into clothes. I need to look a certain way by the pool. I need to work on my confidence. I need to lose 50 pounds. I have a vacation. Their goals just come spewing out. And then you're like, okay, now we need to work on something else. You lose them. And let me tell you, anybody that's listening, if you don't have a next goal, you are far more likely to gain all the weight back or lose your results. You have to always be working on something, always, for the rest of your life. If it's not weight loss, then it needs to be strength. Or if you don't like strength, it needs to be endurance. Or it needs to be performance. How many push-ups can you do? Run a 5K. How many 5Ks can you do in a year? Join the basketball league or the adult softball league. Get back to some of these other things. There are so many goals that I could list that aren't related to fat loss. And you have to have them to do this forever. If you want to use me as an example, I do fat loss phases. I'm in one right now. Then I'm going to do a maintenance, and within that maintenance, I'm going to work more on strength and muscle tone, and I do little extra things like I'm going to sign up for, you know, I've done mud runs in the past, but actually I'm going to do some track and field events, like some sprinting. You know, there's some sporting events. There's just certain things that I've signed up for to keep my motivation and to keep working on something, because I know if I don't have a vision, I don't have something that I want to improve on, I'm going to get lost. And what it looks like when you get lost is you start eating junk food and drinking alcohol and doing drugs and not sleeping and looking at your cell phone too much, and you spiral backwards and you lose all of your results just because you didn't know how to put the same amount of energy into your next goal as you did the weight loss goal. I am telling you, it is required. There are very few people in the world who lose all the body fat and then they never set a goal again and they just keep it off for the rest of their life. It's very rare. And actually, did you know that when people lose a significant amount of weight, 90% of them gain it all back? 90%. And we should blame ourselves a little bit for that. Each and every one of us, including myself, I've gained the weight back before too. We should point the finger at our face and say, it was because I wasn't very good at setting the next goal. You have to. And so the example guy that I'm using today, he was terrible at setting the next goal. It was like pulling teeth to get him to finally work out. But we agreed it's time to finally work out, and he followed suit. But it was like a new client. No longer was he answering my questions or answering my messages. Instead of like being thorough and detailed, he was quick and kind of blunt, not mean, but just he didn't want to talk to me anymore. And then from there, his habits got worse. He wasn't hitting his steps goal. He wasn't weighing in. There was certain weigh-ins I need. He wasn't doing it. He wasn't entering them into the app. Like I said, he wasn't talking to me. And then he started skipping his workouts. I finally got him to set the second goal, which was strength and muscle. And that obviously requires working out. You will not get stronger or get muscle tone without picking up some weight. And he started skipping his workouts. And there was nothing I could do. I tried to schedule phone calls. No, I'm okay. I'll get back to you on that, you know, type of attitude. There was nothing I could do. So that's the first mistake, is you have to set goals. From there, a lot of people have a secret finish line that they don't communicate to anyone but themselves. And they tell themselves that, okay, I'm going to stop all these habits right before my vacation, because that's a part of their goal. Sometimes is like, I want to look this way on vacation, but what they don't realize is they just set an imaginary finish line, like once I get to vacation, I'm done for good. See ya, healthy habits. I'm going to do none of you after my vacation. Some people do this with major holidays. When Thanksgiving hits, they quit their health plan, or Christmas, or whatever holiday they love, or right before summer. Too many people have this like summer mentality where it's like, I'm on vacation, I'm on break. Nobody works out and eats healthy through the summer. It's party time. Well, you're going to gain a lot of weight. You're going to gain everything back if you were successful before summer. I promise you that. And a lot of people set this finish line that is their goal. They pick an imaginary number that they want to see on the scale. And once they see that number on the scale, they're like, see you later, healthy habits. I'm done. I hit this reset button. That's what people think they have, is this reset button, like, boop. Lost 50 pounds, now it's back to old habits. See you later. I can tell you what, that person is going to gain a lot of weight back, every pound, if not more, and usually people gain a little bit more. And so what happens, if these are the two big mistakes and the two reasons why a lot of people can't keep the weight off. It is. It's right here in this podcast episode. Right here, there's two reasons: imaginary finish lines or deadlines or dates where you quit everything, or an imaginary goal, whatever goal you want to hit, and you don't set the second goal. Those are the biggest mistakes. And what happens if you do that, I know there's a lot of thoughts in your head after you hit your goal or hit this milestone of like, well, I can do this on my own now. I've got it from here. I know how to maintain. I'll just continue to do this, this, and that. And you have all these thoughts that are like telling you, hey, I've got this, but really it's quitting. Because why in the world would you quit the thing that worked? There are adjustments that need to be made, yes, because you can't focus on fat loss forever. There are adjustments that can be made, but you should still be doing the thing that worked. Why quit the thing that worked? It's because you knew you were going to quit the thing eventually. You got to take quitting off the table. Not only that, but people like this, when they struggle with these two things, struggle setting the second goal, and they have these imaginary deadlines, they're working on fat loss for their whole life, their whole entire life. They never solve it, ever. They don't ever solve it. They solve it for 5 minutes before they gain every pound back. They lose 50 pounds, gain it all back. They start a new thing, they lose 24, they gain it all back. And that's over time. That takes years. But they're always working on it. Always. For the rest of their life. How does that sound to you? That doesn't even sound healthy to me. There has to be maintenance. There has to be a muscle build. Or you should work on endurance or sports or something, guys. You're doing it wrong by always watching your calories, by always hoping the scale goes down for the rest of your life. There's other goals. And you know, when I make this episode, I picture somebody kind of thinking to themselves like, well, you know, I listened to Spencer's podcast. Doesn't he solve this? Doesn't he help people learn how to do this forever? Yes, I think I do a pretty good job of that. But you have to stay in the habits that I teach. If you delete them, it's not like once you delete them, you're on that other path again. The moment you delete them, you're on that other path. And clients fail. And so something I tell our team about this, you know, when you talk about clients that fail, is something I learned when I was watching a seminar or something on YouTube. And it was a business owner who was giving a presentation, helping an audience of people in front of, it looked like thousands of people, like an auditorium. And he gave his little speech, and then he turned the microphone over to the audience, and they were asking questions, and I was listening along, and then someone came up with a very tough question. Like, I thought it was a little bit rude, and the question was, hey, person, you talk about the success your clients have within your business, but I don't hear about the failures. I'm sure you don't have 100% success rate, so how come we don't hear about the people that fail? And man, I thought that was a tough question. I thought it was a little bit rude. And I thought he was either going to skim by it and just look for a positive question, or, you know, look for the next question from the next person. Or I thought maybe he'd come over the top and kind of strong arm this person. But he paused. He knew it was a tough question. And he just calmly said this. He said, you know, I talked to a helicopter rescue person. And it was a very interesting chat where these helicopter rescue people, like if they go out to sea to save people that fell out of a ship, or the ship is sinking and they're floating in water, they're treading water and they're trying to save their life and stuff, they fly out there to save these 50 people. So let's say there's 50 people that are like drowning or like they're barely hanging on. And when we send the rescue helicopter, we can save 12 people at a time. And as he was telling this story, he showed his reaction like, wow, how in the world do you get there to 50 people that are struggling to stay above water? How do you select the 12? And you're kind of thinking as he asked that question, like, well, he probably selects women and children and, you know, I don't know, something like that. You think that's the answer. And he goes, it's easy. We can only save the ones that swim to us. And he went on to explain that's exactly like business. And I'm going to go on to explain that that's exactly like health. If you lose all your weight, or you know, it's not always weight loss, you look and feel greater than ever. You are at a spot that you really enjoy with your health. You can't be saved if you don't want to. If you want to quit, there's not a coach in the world that can save you. There's nothing they can say. There's no phone call. There's no in-person meeting. There's no workout that you can do that will save you from gaining all the weight back. You have to swim to your coach. Or if you don't have a coach and you're listening to this, you have to swim to the healthy habits. You have to be willing to save yourself. And I thought that was a really powerful thing that really helped me out a lot, is when we get somebody like this where you just can't talk them into continuing with some of the habits to ensure they don't gain the weight back, when you can't get to them, it's because of this. They're not swimming to you. and hopefully they learn. Hopefully when they yo-yo up and down too many times, hopefully they learn that they have to make this a lifestyle. A lifestyle means do it forever, by the way. Forever. Forever. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 5 years. Forever. But then also, some people will never be saved. Some people will pass away with terrible health. Some people will pass away and they could have lived another 15 years if they took better care of themselves. We know that's true. We bury people all the time that never got control of their blood sugar, their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their obesity. We bury them with those problems and they die too young. And it's partially because they refuse to be saved. They're not swimming to you. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.